better see it. Not many gonna be saved, you know. And that's part of your problem. You come to this tabernacle, live next to the deacon. You believe you're saved. So there's no need to endure. It's enjoy. And all I gotta do is just look at any one of you. And what I'm seeing is a fig tree. Afar off. Here's a little old leaves waving. There's here nothing but leaves. Nothing but leaves. Big mouth. And you don't appreciate that. Because you, I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I have need of nothing. Does anybody in this house, does anyone listening to me out there know where those words were spoken? Look. No sign of recognition. Look at it. What do you expect us to do? Why, one thing I taught you to do.
Hallelujah.
Hey? You forgot. Yeah, I told you. I told you something a little while ago. I came in beginning to tell you something to do.
Bless you, Jesus.
Sister Burgess, you going to let me down? Well?
Lord God, oh Jesus, save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord.
This little house right here.
Jesus.
What do we got? 35, 40 people?
Jesus.
I talk to you every day.
Thank you, Lord.
To you.
Jesus.
Not somebody out there. You.
Jesus.
But they don't hear. They don't lay it to heart. And so I come here this morning to talk to the whole world. And I got to come back to talk to you.
Hallelujah.
It's just this thing. For instance, I came here a little bit different this morning. I came down the road instead of across the path.
Hallelujah.
And as I did, I saw two brothers coming. Now, it was almost 10 o'clock when I saw them. One walked way down that way and then turned around and come back this way. I thought, why did he walk straight to the tabernacle? His mind was somewhere else. Now, you're doing fine.
God bless you, Jesus. God bless your name, O God.
Hi. If I told this house, once I've told you thousands of times, I know it's hard for us to believe that the church is focusing on us this morning.
Hallelujah.
That God is directing people all over the world, one here, one there.
Yes, Lord.
Not many getting through, but there's one here and there. One over there hears. And what they're hearing is what you're hearing.
Yes, Lord.
And they hear me reproving, rebuking, exhorting. And I wonder who's suffering the long.
Amen.
See, you won't accept that. we need to count the long suffering of God.
Amen.
Not you.
No.
Not you. Boy, we are so dense in spiritual understanding. And then I go back to the pattern of Jesus right at the end of his life. Could you not watch with me? See, we read that story and we just sort of, can you hear the heart cry of Jesus? See, you won't even respond with that statement. See, you won't hear his heart. Can you hear the heart cry of Jesus? Can you hear his heart cry?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Could you not watch? I thought after 3.5 years with you guys, you learned to watch me. You learned from me.
Amen.
Did everyone respond? See? And you're sitting there and you're so dead. See, I see several things I see on the news this morning again that just now you're all perking up. But same news you saw, I see. Same news I see, you can see. I wonder if you see the good news that I see. Mine eyes. Hold it now. You're going to go write that nice little song again, huh? He's trampling out the vintage.
Oh, yes, Lord.
The residue. The filth.
Amen.
Where the grapes. Hey, you damn lying preachers out there, why aren't you preaching about the day of God's wrath?
Amen.
Why aren't you warning the people to flee from the wrath to come?
Amen.
Wrapped up in Mr. Trump. Wrapped up in politics.
Amen.
Look, I, no matter what I do here, well, we know you. Yes, sure you do. So therefore, you're not going to serve your God, huh?
My Lord God.
Going to blame me for your failures, huh? Well, not a one of you. Not a one said, oh no, Buster, you're not failing. You're fighting the fight of faith. I wonder if all you folk would really be here if you would go through what I go through. Why, most of you are falling afar off. You're not falling close. There's ever a time for us to get close together. It's now. But now we're going to our own thing. Now there's some things I've told you people, but there's no sense in me expecting you to remember any of them. I told you about the look. Let me say what you got to say. Then maybe I'll check it out. See if he has told me. I told you about Andy Strickland.
Yes.
Like way back. What does Andy Strickland have anything to do with prophecy or with the prophet? What do you have anything to do with him? Huh? Come on, get mad. I might look right at you again. Just harden right up.
Yes, Lord.
And you're determined you're going to leave this place. Just keep on pursuing what you're pursuing and the hell with the call to Christ. Seeking their own. And we think it's okay. Lovers of their own. And we think it's okay. Oh, well. We know it's been preached that Jesus come, but it's not very near, you know. I just wonder what you would do if I would say to you tomorrow at this time. Why, some of you folk wouldn't have enough time to get ready, would you? Just 24 hours and you got so many things left undone. that you want to get done.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Love me, huh?
Bless you, Lord.
Simon Peter, you love me?
Oh.
Yeah, Lord. I love you.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you,
Lord. Simon Peter, yeah, Lord. You love me?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I wonder which one of you would deny that you love me if I asked you directly to your face.
Oh, God.
Why, you said, Brother Stare.
Oh, God.
Sure, I love you, wouldn't you?
Oh, God.
Where do I start?
Oh, God.
Where do I start?
Oh, God.
You got too many volunteers.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And the Lord just doesn't enough to inspire me, because what do you say? What do I say anymore to my really want to see you? What do I say? What do I say? I told you for 40 years of Jesus Christ coming in your lifetime, and your lifetime ain't too much longer.
No, no, thank God.
Every one of you are a whole lot older now than you were then.
Yes.
But you're still in your lifetime. Well, now my daddy died, and how could Jesus come in his lifetime? Well, Burgess died. Chris died down by the river. They died.
Yeah.
Connie died. On the verge of being twice dead. When have you ever thought about that? Come on, all you Bible-believing folk. When have you ever thought twice dead? That need to be plucked up by the roots. I have sent you this day to root out, to tear down, to say it. Say it. Twice dead. Not only are they spiritual dead, but they're about ready to die physically. And keep right on in a rebellion. Of course, none of you would die. How close did you come to death with that head on? Come on! What kind of warnings do you want God to give you? Wow. These people won't budge, Lord. See, and I'd like to tell you something that's happening to try to alert us to. Somebody tell me what we're trying to be alerted to. Time of what? Why the hell don't you all tell me straight out?
Revelation.
No, the last time.
Amen.
Yes.
Times.
Oh, God.
The last time.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, little children.
Yes.
It is. Hey, little children.
Yes.
Stop your playing in the marketplace. Come on, children.
Amen.
Hey, little children.
Yes.
It is. It's not coming. See, you don't believe that. We don't believe that. And what God done with me, he kept me alive 87. And anybody that thinks when you get to be 87 that you are somehow thinking about the future, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. Oh, you wouldn't die today, could you?
Hallelujah.
Oh, you. I'm sure what you're doing. I'll give an example. Do it every week. Should I come and sit down next to you? How about you, Dave? You going to change this morning a little bit?
Hallelujah.
No, he can't do it.
Because
all week long you've been told by some way to change your confidence, change your response. Be alert. Can I use it for an example? Oh, I do, don't I? What do you think God brought you here for?
Amen.
For us to be an example.
Hallelujah.
Yes. What do you think he puts us on showcase for? So folk can see us, so they can hear us.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you have any idea how many frequencies we're on again?
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah. Have you any concept of the people that's crying the blues because they can't get here?
Amen.
Because of what they call the lockdown?
Oh,
what are they? Hey!
Yes, Lord.
Hello!
Amen.
Children!
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hey, children!
Yes, Lord.
Hey, Peter!
Hallelujah.
I'm going fishing, he said. How's your fishing? I will make you
fishers.
Never mind, you don't even see it right. You just monotone it. What a generation of people. I remember telling you, 4 or 5 years ago, I told you I was driving down Interstate 26, coming back home from Kentucky. Yes, I did.
Hallelujah.
I stepped to the front door of the dining hall, and I mentioned to the ones that were sitting there, which are most of them gone now. Solved my problem, didn't they? Think most of you showed up after that. I wonder why here, because you were lost.
Glory. Yes,
and God told me, he said, go no longer. Not one person in this place was sitting there. Wow, he did tell us, didn't he? He did tell us. See, I don't know what to do with this. You don't need nothing to eat. You don't need no clothes to wear.
Hallelujah.
You don't need a place to stay.
Hallelujah.
You don't need no place to go.
Hallelujah.
You can just wait right here.
Amen.
And prepare your heart and your mind.
Yes.
Every day.
Amen.
But no.
Hallelujah.
But you're lost sheep. You lost your way.
Oh, God.
Anybody want to tell me? I'm not talking about you.
Amen.
You want to face me?
Amen. Truth, Lord.
You lost your way.
Truth, Lord.
Lost your way.
Truth, Lord. Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Lost the witness.
Okay.
Left the love.
Oh, God. Love. Oh,
the waves of tribulation. The seas are roaring.
Yeah.
And you're sinking?
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Lord, if that's you,
oh,
if that's really you down there with that prophet, bid me to come to you, Lord. If that's you, if that was you, Lord, he wouldn't talk to me like that.
Oh,
he wouldn't look at me like that.
Oh,
if he's really your man, he'd look at me with nice, gentle look in his face, pat you on a little and say, goody, goody.
No.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Now, anybody have an idea why I mentioned Andy Sherrill? Because a lot of guys fussed at me. When they put me in jail the last time, they said, yeah, he got Sheriff on his side. Because they heard me talk about Andy, help me get a home. That's been stolen from me again. You guys, you got places to live out there. You think you bought them homes? They don't belong to you. You know, anything you call your own if you're an end time saint. Nothing. Not your wife, not your children,
no,
not your church,
no,
not your way.
No.
You have nothing you call your own. God declared the end from the very beginning. Who is the left among you that seen this latter house in its first glory. That was Pentecost, 2,000 years ago. That was the latter house. It shall come to pass. Say it! Pentecost! Say it! It shall come to pass. Say it! You wicked people! You won't open your mouth and say, it shall come to pass in the last day! No, I ain't what I told you to say. See, don't want to come across the last days, do we? We just don't want to deal with the last time, do we? Do we?
Oh, God.
Do we?
Oh, God.
Boy, is it quiet.
Hallelujah.
No, I can't tell you what I do on Saturday, because I know when I go to bed at night, I say, well, I got to talk. What did I say? Who's going to hear me? These folk. I watch my own children. They won't hear me. My wife won't hear me. My brothers won't hear me. My fellow saints won't hear me. I hear you. But then you bring forth fruit for hearing.
Hallelujah.
By obeying.
Hallelujah.
Don't come around and tell me I'm giving you privilege to run anywhere you want to run. God don't give me privilege to do that. Let them have it, Lord. Just let them have it. Just let them have it. Get off them. So... give them tribulation.
Oh, yes, Lord.
They want to go so too much. I'm going through. Wow. You know, I've been talking out to you for 20 minutes, and you're all still sitting the same way you were when I came in, just in there. I shall not be.
Oh, God.
The move is on, my Lord. The move is on.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
I can hear the rustling in the mulberry tree. I know Dave Marotta preaching that. Really? Yeah, right there. Preached about the mulberry tree.
Amen.
And I could tell when he was preaching, most of you folk don't hardly recognize the story in the Bible about the mulberry tree. When's the last time you read it? Says a mulberry. I wonder what that written for. What was supposed to learn? Huh? It was written for our learning.
Amen.
What do you learn from the incident of the mulberry tree? How long has it been since you read it? When's the last time you were so concerned about mulberries you went and searched it out? I knew people. You amaze me. Y'all see how you're doing now. Now you can grab a little.
Oh, Jesus.
Shouldn't take too long. Brother, you ain't got no phone, brother. I got to get you a phone so you can check the Bible like these other folk. Because it seems like they got their phones and you find it quicker than they do. Yeah, Mulberry. Mulberry. Did I spell it right?
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Mockers. Scoffers. Walking after their own lust. Saying. Huh. Saying. Huh. Saying. See, you don't even know it, do you? Saying. Where is the promise of his coming? Mockers, scoffers, walking after their own lust, doing what I want to do, satisfying my lust. Oh, but I don't lust after. Well, what do you lust after? You lust after prestige? You lust after? Huh?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
See, we never take and put the scriptures to that point. Wait a little longer. Please, Jesus, please. Because there's so many still wandering out in sin. Wait a little longer. Please, Jesus. Just a few more days or years or months so I can get my loved ones in. Last night, as I lay sleeping, a dream came to me. I dreamed about the end of time, about eternity. I saw a million sinners fall on their face and pray. And then I heard the master say,
"Son,
I don't know you." All right, brother.
When David, and the Philistines came up yet again, spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. When David inquired of the Lord, he said,
I like these stories. Let's start around. I'm going to get over where they can hear you on the microphone, okay? Talk up.
And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves.
Yet again?
Yes.
You mean they were aware of what the Philistines would do?
Yes.
Are you that will do? Mm-hmm. I want to become in this tabernacle again.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to come to your mind again. I want to come to your life again.
Yes.
I just wonder.
Wonder? Yes.
Huh. I want to be jumped in your mind again.
That's right.
Don't like me, do you? My brother Terry, you read a different book than I read.
Oh, God.
See, I'm a living epistle.
Yes,
Lord.
Read.
And the Philistines came up yet again.
Philistines. Amazing, amazing to Palestinians.
Yes.
Here at the end time,
in
Israel, we had a battle going on with the Palestinians.
Yes.
And I'm telling you right now, a few years ago, I told you there were Philistines.
Yes,
yes I did.
Yes.
And then it wasn't long after that, so a historian who had nothing to do with the Bible said that the Palestinians are the historic Philistines.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Little old Goliath showing up.
Yes.
He was a Philistine. Get out! My God, will you please honor me? Get these people out of here! They just sit there just as hard, just as stubborn. I'm sorry, you folk, you're not impressed with that. Oh, we're looking for the mulberry trees, aren't we? Let's see what's going on here. Read.
And spread themselves in the valley of...
Who did that?
The Philistines.
The Philistines, covering the entire world, spreading themselves all over the world. The spirit...
Hallelujah.
The Philistines today are typified by the Muslims. They're all over the world. I remember telling you people at least 30 years ago, because I was sent and helped by Open Doors. Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. Yeah, God used them to help me get into China.
Amen.
Oh. When I learned how to get into China, I used that how to get into... When I learned to preach to this old Philadelphia church age that fell away, boy, have we fallen away.
Amen.
We've fallen away from faith. And to think that the only way we're going to overcome in this last hour is by faith. Not in your own self. Not in your own doings. And to have faith, you have to surrender all. Oh, I'm doing it. No, you're not. You won't even surrender your emotion right now. You're going to get hurt. Yeah, you're so hard. I got to hit you with a club just to hurt you a little bit. I'm interested in myself on this one because I haven't read it for a while. But start over again.
Okay. And the Philistines...
And the Palestines...
Came up yet again.
Came up yet again.
And spread themselves.
And spread themselves.
In the valley of Rephaim.
All over the world. The Muslims are spread all over the world.
Yes, they are, yes.
They're the Palestinians. Yes. They're the Philistines. Is there anybody in this house that will humble yourself down and really send the Spirit? Boy, that is the truth. Yes. True, Lord! Yes. How many times does Palestine come to your mind?
That's right.
Contrary wise.
Amen.
Read.
And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, "Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them, and come upon them over against the mulberry tree."
Don't you face them off. You get behind them. You ambush them. You go down to Kennedy, South Carolina, and you build up an ambush. So they don't think much of it.
Like this one?
Let's get this mulberry tree blown.
Glory.
You get down there, hide yourself for a while, and then when the mulberry...
Let it be.
When
thou hearest the sound of it going in the tops of the mulberry.
Ooh, the Spirit is moving. When you hear the sound of the rushing of the mighty wind. Whoa! Why, you proud, haughty people. You just can't stand the simplicity of the gospel, can you? Can you complicate it? Make it so hard to believe, don't you? Jesus said, "My yoke is easy."
Easy, yes, Lord. Amen.
But you can't believe everybody else. You got to believe me.
Amen.
Well, now you ain't Jesus. Neither is David. But he was Jesus.
Amen.
Personified.
Hallelujah.
I pled with you people time and time again. I said, I come, and I use this phrase, I would love to speak unto you. I mean that. I mean that.
Amen.
As unto spiritual. That makes us one mind.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Understanding all things.
Yes.
So I'd love to speak to you that have understanding.
Amen.
Then you would understand. Hey, there's old Paul sitting there. Who's he talking to? Why, Brother Stell, I'm getting the porches done. I'm trying to get done with you. We're trying to get other things done. I want to hear Jesus say, "I'm coming because it's done." Work, a completed work, a perfect work. Glory be to God. Let patience have its perfect work. Waiting, patiently waiting. Wow. Now, what I saw this morning, it's just amazing how God does that with me. Because I'm sitting there and looking at the news, trying to, because everybody should know that we're in a time period. Stop it! You bunch of rebellious people. We're living in the time period of the revelation of the man of sin. That's a 3.5 year period. It's given unto him to make war with the saints, and he will prevail. Doesn't say he'll win, but he will fight. He'll contest everything. He'll oppose everything of God. He'll get in the way. He'll confuse it. Boy, what a preacher. Where in the world? Where? Somebody show me that preacher. That can't be me. It just can't be this old flesh. I saw a little headline this morning. It didn't hurt me. It just excited me. It says, the authorities arrested an uncontrolled sheriff. They brought out the select groups. I see you right over your head. I told you the time they're going to make a move against the sheriff. It's the last enforcement office that is put in by the electorate. Now, if you can overrule that guy, you overrule the electorate. Mr. Trump is very good at overruling the electorate. Yeah, he is. That's why he's raising so much hell up there in Michigan, I think it is. Because one of his strong states that have electorate. You poor saps. Just look at you. Think you're smart, don't you? Oh, are you so wise? Well, you better be wise.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth?
Hallelujah.
In whom Jesus Christ has evidently been shown in you.
Amen.
You think you could be saved without faith, the gift of faith to believe?
No. No.
Well, you think believing's of your own?
No. No.
Huh? You really think you have enough in you to believe?
No.
Well, if you have Christ, it's everything you need to believe.
Glory, 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 glory.
I know if I tell you that, you would go right over your head. Yeah, they arrested the sheriff because they say he's corrupt. No, government's not corrupt. Law enforcement's not corrupt. Well, they arrested our sheriff here. And what do you think he done? It had nothing to do with him messing with the girl. He did that. Huh? It has to do with him misusing funds. Come on. Have you misused the gift of God?
Oh, my Lord God.
Misusing faith?
Oh, my Lord God.
Have you ever used faith to get a house or to get a car? And I've told you for years, God never gave you faith for that. That's not what the gift of faith should be used for. No. By grace, are you saved through faith? Buying a new car by faith, that won't save you. What would it profit a man? He gained the whole world.
Bless you, Lord God.
Well, wouldn't it be nice if I could bring all my children and grandchildren here and show them off? Wouldn't it be nice? Hmm? She See, the reason I do that, because you folk think that I haven't paid a price for on that. Look at you. Just look at you. You don't know what I know, brother, what I'm going through. Been there.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Father. Read some more of that, boy. Such a day when you get behind the mulberry tree.
And let it be that thou hearest the sound.
And when you hear the sound
of a going
or rustling
in the tops of the mulberry tree, that then thou shalt bestir thyself.
Then you make sure you secure yourself.
For then
stand fast.
Glory.
Don't move.
Just
secure yourself.
Yes.
Read.
For then shall the Lord go out before thee.
For then shall the Lord go out before thee.
Hallelujah.
To smite the host of the Philistines.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
These Democrats, these Republicans,
yes, Lord.
World leaders.
Yes.
Oh, you shouldn't do it that way. Why, Mr. Trump now demands that the churches open up their doors.
Yes.
They need to pray.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Does anybody know the Antichrist is the religious spirit? Antichrist. Should never close them down to begin with.
Amen.
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 See, what we're witnessing, that ain't going to work. I can't say it, Lord. I can't say it in a way that these intelligent people will accept it. I remember telling you folk years and years and years and years ago that once the man of sin is revealed, once he is taken possession of a man.
Right.
Look, you tell me what I told you.
Every person
on this earth,
yeah,
who is not in Christ, will be possessed by a devil.
Yes.
That's how many devils there are. And we heard how God released the devils that were bound up in the river Euphrates. How long ago was that? He was a burning bush with that one. The bush burned. And you hear this again this morning, and you just go right on. Is it nothing to you? Does it mean nothing to you? Nothing at all?
Oh, God.
Oh, you that pass by.
Oh, bless you.
Huh?
Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you. Do you read what's going on with our children and the killings and the murderings? Do you see what's making these little kids do what they're doing? They're demon possessed. What's making our Congress do what they're doing? What's making America do? What's making the world do?
Amen.
What are they doing? Well, they're sure not bringing peace.
No.
You keep loving the world. Go ahead. Go ahead. All we're doing is for peace for the children. Makes me laugh. All we're doing is for the children. So they take your children out of your home. Won't let you teach them. Won't let you left. I mentioned the other day to my daughter, a little girl gets wrong, you give her a little whack. Oh, no, can't do that. If they find out that I spank my little girl, they'll take her away from me. Right to the child.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, you're so comfortable, aren't you? How you doing? Sitting back to be comfortable again? Wait for your back to hurt? I wish y'all would get a heartache. Heartaches. Heartaches. There's a word for that one. Take them all. Don't even know the song yet, see? Don't even know the song. Don't even know the song.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
The Philistines. I still remember, and I've told it to you too many times, and many of you have manifested the same spirit. Brother Rasmus, brother. Who ended up marrying the young girl that he thought I was interfering with. He didn't like when I talked to that young girl down there, lived in that trailer. He didn't like her. Can I quit, Lord? Can I stop today? These folk, they just don't give a damn about how they receive me. Just harden up, harden up, harden up.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord God.
In the day you hear the voice,
sorry,
why, nobody does that.
Hallelujah.
Look, you are not required to stay here. Leave now. Go ahead. Now you rather stick than I'll show him. Yeah, Brother Kirk's sister, brother, was here. He's the one who came and gave us all that stainless steel stuff. He was here. He lived here. Yeah, he did. Was anybody around at that time?
Yes.
He lived there. Then he hardened right up. And the reason why is the same one with Connolly. See, Connolly, I don't care what anybody says. What's Sister Louise Brown doing traveling with Connolly? Huh? What do you think, I'm a dummy? See, at that particular time, that young lady, what was her name? Alice, isn't that a pretty name? She's a pretty girl. Yeah. At that time, he was hitting on her. What's his name else? Was hitting on her. And they didn't like me at all. Cause I never forget one day I went into her house and I gave her a hug and she said, "Brother Steer, what are you doing this for?" I said, "Just to get in the way." Well, she finally married him. They had her way up there. Probably got a bunch of kids. Oh, Mike Rowland got mad because I got in the way too. But what I'm trying to say was the fella she finally married, did before he left. I went over to try to console him a little bit. See what I'm trying to do with you right now. I'm trying to console you folk.
Amen.
It's right for you to be here.
Amen.
It's wrong for you to leave.
Amen.
Will you also leave me? Well, that's not the right kind of application. That incident in the Bible was written but not for us. What's the matter? How could I do that in Yeshutam? The thing that was written before our time, the God of Yosemite period, was written for our time.
Yes, Lord.
It was in that garden time when Jesus was betrayed.
Hallelujah.
And denied. You folks sit there like a bunch of peanut brains and you refuse to hear the revelation of truth. In the days of his flesh, that was Gethsemane.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
That was where he said, come on, wake up, boy, watch with me.
Right.
I'm going to go through a very experience for you. Why? Watch me. Watch me, folks. Look at me. I've been put in jail. I've been lied on. Like a man wrote his boys and they told every scale. All of that. They've told truth on me. They have not told truth on me. They have not. They have not. I did not assault any woman. I did not any child. Of course, in the world court, that wouldn't hold up. How about here? I didn't see not.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Now I'm talking about the Antichrist. Once he got to the point where he finally seduced a girl to go with him, I helped them go. But before they left, please, for God's sake, in Jesus' name, pick up and listen to what I'm going to tell you. I walked over to the dining table because I knew what I had done wounded him. Don't you know what Jesus done? Wounded you?
Amen.
Wounded him?
Jesus.
Are you folk ever going to repent? So you think you're fooling me with a repent, huh? Why do you think folk have refused my repentance? Because they want to repent to them. And I've done you no harm. No, I haven't. I've wronged no one. You hear me? I've defrauded none of you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Well, I don't believe you. That's par for the course, isn't it? An unbelieving generation. Anytime you can find something not to believe about your brother, you say, you jump right on. You start, boy, easily.
Amen.
So easily removed. Now, I had to do with the Antichrist. I walked over to him and tried to talk to the young man, and I still see him sitting in the dining hall. Looked back at me, he says, you liar. He said, if you told me who the Antichrist was, I wouldn't believe you. Isn't that sick? Isn't that so? Because it's going to take a prophet to tell you who the Antichrist is. It's a secret, isn't it? And God reveals. So before he can reveal the secret of who the Antichrist is, he's got to reveal to you who the prophet is. Now that's where we are now. We still got a double tongue going on around here. Are you the prophet? When, if, but? You're my brother. When, if, but? See, even that's got to be revealed. The Spirit of Christ in him, Spirit of Christ in me, we make contact.
That's right.
And we agree.
Yes.
We are sons of God. Wow! Woo! Hallelujah!
Give God the praise. Hallelujah! Give God the praise. Hallelujah! Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
terrible. Just last day church. This latest in church.
Glory.
When I first heard about it, it was understood that the latest in church was a church that's ruled by the laity. You know. So most churches, they vote in their pastors. Embrace their own doctrines.
Yes.
Have their own forms of worship.
Yes.
And you join them.
Yes.
Amen.
They did not say you can't do that with the true church. You can't join yourself to it.
Thank you.
Amen. Dare.
Amen.
Dare.
That's right.
No, man.
Amen.
Don't try to add to it. I got it right. Yes. Dare no man join himself.
Amen.
To it.
Amen.
Dare?
That's right.
Dare.
What in the world?
Amen.
And great fear.
Amen.
See, you people don't know the book. I quote them, analyze. Pity me. Pity you. You don't need pity, you need compassion.
Amen.
And you move with compassion.
Amen.
Some of you folk, you've not only hurt yourself, you hurt somebody else. We just keep hurting each other.
That's right. Amen.
We just keep doing it. Do yourself no harm. Well, now, we don't see it like that. I understand that, too. I don't like it, but they brought out the SWAT team and arrested the sheriff. When they put the handcuffs on him, he said, it hurts. Somebody made a comment, said, isn't that something, sheriff? How many times you put the handcuffs on people and it hurt? Then you didn't care. Now it's coming home to roost. You're going to reap what you sow. Our nation has become so backed up by force that by force, we're going to be destroyed. We're going to be destroyed by elections because we polluted politics. Our nation's going to be possessed with devils. Pretty well now.
Amen.
As Satan's ruling this country.
Yes, Lord.
Including the churches.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Can I go? They don't deserve this. They're such fine soldiers of the cross that they don't even have to pick it up anymore. See, what I'm trying to do this morning is to show you how close we are to identifying the man of sin.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
A lot of folks try to say it's just the spirit. And the scripture tells us that there are many antichrists. And they're right here.
Amen.
Right among us.
Amen.
The spirit of doubt.
Yes, Lord.
Questioning. Uncertainty.
Yes.
Insecurity.
Yes.
That's the spirit of antichrist.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Even now.
Yes.
Now. Right now. Right now. You're looking at your face. Did I get that one?
Amen. Hallelujah.
You can't look at your heart. Only God can do that.
Amen.
But if he looks at your face, he sees what's in your heart.
That's right. Amen.
He loves that uncertain look in our face. Not quite sure.
No.
You better wake up. Wake him up. You can't do it like that. Wake him up. Oh, God.
Thank you, Father.
Wake up! Wake up! Well, if you love him,
love him.
Wake up, man. Wake up.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to try to quit. We are waiting for an event that will finalize who, and that event will be when Satan enters into him. Amen. He can be all around right now, but not be in him. And I've been all week long, I'm letting you hear the proclamation by the man who started to set up the European Union.
Amen.
Oh yeah? I didn't quite get that. You quote it. Send us a man.
Amen.
You quote it.
Send us a man.
Send us a man. See, he'll be sent. He'll be sent.
Amen.
Who does the sending?
God. Oh, yes, Lord.
Send me, Lord. I want to be sent, don't you?
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Boy, the looks on these people's face, Lord. They just don't have the spirit of understanding.
Okay.
And they don't know how to get it. You know how you get it? You seek it. That's how you get it. You seek.
Amen.
You seek understanding.
Amen.
Don't know how to do that either, huh? Seeking the Lord. What have you found? Spirit of understanding is being offered to you. Seek it. Seek peace. Pursue it. God is a seeking God. He seeks for you. He wants you to seek for him.
Amen.
And seek for each other. Seek. Because most of the things that we have to seek are hidden. So we need to seek. Seek and you will find.
Amen.
Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
Amen.
Isn't there something you know how to seek for everything else? You know how to ask for everything you want. But you don't have to. Then you'll say, what about what? I ask you. I ask you, what about me? This morning, we are on. I have encountered all the short ways. That doesn't even move, does it? That from this place, this small, out of the way place, that this one voice is being heard now. Not tomorrow.
Glory.
I want to explain that to you. See that little thing right there? Boy, that's a what a loud noise that makes.
Yes.
All over the world.
The Spirit is moved. All over the world. God, they say.
That's what a fellow told me on the phone, because he knew I didn't want to shut your mouth, because you're the only one, and they know it.
Hallelujah.
You're telling them Jesus is coming, and these devils don't want Jesus to come.
No.
So every day I get them, okay, shut down your mouth. Jesus ain't God. He's not coming. You cowards, identify yourself. You're like the devil. You like to hide. And you don't like when you're revealed, you lying devil. Jesus is coming. I'm not lying. Well, we'll wait and see. Yes, sir. And as you wait, you will see. all over the world. Maybe I can learn Mark Cole. It was at least 30 or 40 years ago when God put me in my little camper and sent me across this nation. No. You tell it. You tell it. Isn't that something? It was 2,000 years ago where Jesus said, I will come again. Now you tell it. You tell it. The Lord come. Maranatha. You tell it. Maranatha was a greeting of the early church. It was a greeting. It means the Lord's coming. Well, what do you mean when you say Maranatha? The Lord's coming. Oh, the King. Transgression. Boy, oh boy! Oh, you ain't got none, have you? Boy, live with that. What a devastating, after years and years, God making me come to the point where I had to magnify sin. So that sin, well, you sinned, and I paid dearly for it. Just like Jesus. He took your sin.
Hallelujah.
And he paid dearly for it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you didn't know he paid for it?
You,
he paid the debt.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now I owe the debt. I could not pay. I need someone.
Hold. I need it, Jesus.
Someone.
This is the sum of the one. And in him we live and move.
And in him we live and move. And have our peace.
Something else for you to do. I won't tell you now because you might go do it right now, and I don't want you to do it right now. Aren't you glad God brought you out to find something for you to do? And your doing can be as unto the Lord. But your sisters know when you're out there working them cows, the Lord says, I grew them. Now you take care of them.
Gloria.
Praise the Lord. We got to find a way to make our rejoicing genuine. We don't rejoice like the world. I think the scripture is all such rejoicing. All such rejoicing. Well, where's that at? I thought rejoicing was always good.
Hallelujah.
You got it? All such rejoicing.
Yes.
Okay, we ought to check that one out.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Hmm? I'd like to hear it again, would you?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's there.
Yes,
it's there.
All such rejoicing. And such like. You know such? Similar?
Yes. Amen.
Mm. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Who got it? What happened to you? You got it? Well, then why'd you say, I got it? Don't let these brothers stop you.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh? You can speak if you have authority.
That's right.
I give you authority.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But now you rejoice in your boasting.
Mm-hmm.
All such rejoicing is...
Such rejoicing is sin. Boast not against your brother.
Amen.
Don't boast against your God.
Amen.
Don't boast like the world. You rejoice in your boasting. I'm rich. I ain't like you. Why not? Why do we want to be like each other? Christ is in us. Brother Patterson, I don't think you know what you're doing. I got Brother Patterson sitting here right next to with all my other fine brothers. Yeah. Hello, fine brother.
Praise God.
Oh, you all agree with the first part.
None like him in the
earth. None like, boy. Ain't nobody treats me like he does.
Perfect and an upright man.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
One that fears God.
When he deals with me, he's dealing with me perfectly, isn't he?
Hallelujah.
Perfect.
And an upright man.
And I do it upright, right out in the front.
Yes.
Right in front of everybody else.
Amen.
I rebuke before all so that...
Amen.
How important is the fear of God?
Very important.
How important is it?
Very. Very. Very important.
Some of you folk can sit right here with defiance in your face because you've lost the fear of God. Boy, you won't last long, Brother Stair. Right, this old flesh is going to end.
Amen.
Coming to an end.
Amen.
The end of all flesh.
Amen.
Isn't that? This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world, to all nations, and then shall the end of all flesh. The end, the end, the end, the end. Make me to know my end.
Hallelujah.
What a people. Boy, if it were possible, it would deceive even this very elect. almost every day he makes a move to deceive you concerning the time.
Amen.
Your eyes have it. Someone called attention to the Gadarene, where the devil's in that man. I said the devil's in the man.
Amen.
A man of which no one could tame. Well, Mr. Trump, if he ever gets possessed, right now we can't tame him. He defies everything. Who can tame him? Constitution won't contain him. The word of God won't contain him. Mm-mm. He's been given free hand. Been given unto him to make war with the saints. How do you do that? Well, you get the evangelicals on your side. We're not part of that.
No,
we're not part of that evangelical. No, we're not. No, we're not. We come out from among them. We're separate from the evangelicals. We're separate from the Jews. We're separate from the black folk, the white folk. We are the chosen generation. We are the redeemed ones. And we're pressing towards the mark of the prize of the high calling when He will call us up higher. Somebody say amen. Glory be to God. And they that wait upon the Lord to renew their strength, they'll mount up a wing. They'll run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
You had to ask somebody to check out the bus for me, didn't I? And one thing they told me, they said, it doesn't come. I said, well, check Orangeburg. And they specifically told me they did. But I found out this morning that the bus still runs at Orangeburg. See? See, what you got to do, in this time, you got to keep checking. You got to keep searching.
Okay.
Holy Ghost is still moving.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you checked lately. He didn't move too much, but he's still moving. Just keep,
yeah.
Just keep searching. You'll find him. Yeah. Move him right here to let him. See, I use things like that to show you how we fall so far short. What would it be something if I fall short in preaching the coming of Christ? I don't let it up, do I?
Thank God.
Do I?
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'm not boasting. I'm just thankful that God helped me.
Yes.
Really, I am. To preach the second coming of Jesus Christ in this apostate generation,
right,
to God's people who are seeking everything except the kingdom, seeking their own. And then I'll say to you, lovest thou me? You love the Lord? Uh-huh. Then love does not. Why the hell won't you say it?
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, bless you, Lord God. Thank you, Father.
You know why you won't say it? Because that's what you're doing. You're seeking your own position, your own calling. And we're a body.
Amen.
We can't make it by ourselves.
No.
Wow. They still won't budge. I'm talking very slowly.
Amen.
Talking to you. And you say, is it all right? Mm-hmm. Not your brother and sister standing in your way. You are.
Amen. So true.
It's me.
It's me, O Lord, standing in the middle of prayer.
Now, Lord Jesus, if you're up there, you're praying for us. Remember me.
Amen.
When my tears are falling down.
Amen.
Remember me. When there's trouble all around and all down at the river of death.
Oh, yes, Lord.
When you start calling the roll.
Hallelujah.
Lord, remember me. And that's all he's doing with you right now. So remember me. I told you. I will come again. Remember. Remember. Ah, boy. Now, I wish I could tell you this morning that I know with strong witness that Mr. Trump is the Antichrist. But he's so close. He really is. And he's preceded by the abomination, which the Antichrist is. Mr. Trump would make it without Obama. Obama set him up. And I remark about that because, you see, can you imagine Mr. Obama change his name? For a long time, he wouldn't tell us where he was born.
Amen.
Huh? Well, the devil, he don't want to tell us where he's born. See, you're not getting it. What do you need? Why would anybody change a name to Obama? And then one of his first declarations as president said America is no longer a Christian nation. A proclamation of emancipation. Shall we stand? I'm tired of fooling with you. You don't deserve no more. Anybody out there listening, you want to give a call and raise some hell, go ahead. Hey, God bless you, Mr. Johnson. I know you're there. Is it the budget? Hello? That's what I'm looking at. Then shall that man of sin be revealed. Hello? Hello? Hello?
God bless you, Brother Stanley.
Is that you, Sister Johnson?
Yes, me. I just want to greet you and the saints this morning and praise the Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you. Jesus coming.
Yes. One thing God requires of a steward, that somebody he give a responsibility to, is to be faithful. That's all we ask you to do. Be faithful in this tabernacle on time.
Amen.
Be faithful in the dining room.
Faithful.
Stop trying to look for an excuse to get out of there.
Faithful.
What's happened? What did I say to cause that?
Amen.
What? You haven't got faith? Well, Brother Stern, if you do tell us who the Antichrist is, we ain't going to believe. He's all around us. He's right here. Hello? Hello?
Praise the Lord, Brother Stern.
Who in the world is this?
This is Sister Borges from College Park.
I think you're still here.
Amen. Yes, sir. I hear them in the background.
Praise the Lord.
Sister Burgess, how would you like if you called and I didn't answer the phone?
I'd probably be really disgusted, brother. Thank God.
Well, he called me and I'm answering the phone. Lord bless you, Sister Burgess. Aren't you folks ashamed? Just the way you react, the way you respond.
Hallelujah.
They call you saints.
Thank
you. The gathering of the saints. Wow. Woo. Called to be saints. How we doing? Hey, saints! Hey, cheer up, you saints! Because there's really nothing to worry about. Jesus coming.
Hallelujah.
I wish I could help you people just way you react. Do you remind me of the old guy who won $600? I won't ever forget that because I was there. He was one of those. Look, they're all looking. Nobody remembers the story. What do you remember about it?
Had to be there to win.
It was in Hamilton, Alabama. Is a grocery store, and they advertised it for a whole week. And every time he went to the store, he could get a ticket, and you could put it in the thing. And then they had the time of the drawing. Do you know the time of the drawing? The coming of the Lord draws. Time of the drawing. Now, come on, say, preacher, I wouldn't think like that. Come on, be honest. Time of the drawing. No man can come except the Father. We can't go to the King except the Father draw. Wow! Can you feel the drawing?
Glory! Praise you, Lord.
Can you feel the pull? You know, pulling that way or drawing this way? Boy, some of you folk better do something about your thinking. The mind. Because back in those days, I wasn't making much money. Amen. So I went to that store and I bought a few things and put my name in it. Many times I go out in the woods on my knees and try to get my name in there. He won't believe me. I know why. I know why. I don't know that man.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
I told you they were angry that Jesus allowed them to beat him.
Hallelujah.
You folk, you sit right there again, they're like a bunch of knotheads. Jesus said to Peter, put up your sword.
Yes, Lord.
You know who I am? I could call for a legion of them.
Yes.
Then why don't you do it?
Hallelujah.
What happened? Mm-hmm. Well, you added something I didn't know was there. Well, come on, Pete. Put up your sword, Peter. I don't need you to use that sword.
Right.
You're not going to save me. I'm here to save you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You're not going to save me.
No.
You're not going to save this ministry.
All right.
This ministry is here to save you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Boy, you are stubborn, folk. Put up your sword. Shut up your big mouth.
Hallelujah.
Stop your grumbling.
Yes, Lord.
You're complaining.
Amen.
About such a difficult life.
Amen. Amen. Right. Hallelujah.
Man, look at the house you live in. I wouldn't let cleaning my house stop me from getting to the table. I get to the table, eat, and then I go back and clean my house. If you need help, we'll send somebody to help you. We'll clean you up. Top to bottom. Inside and out. You're a mess. How about you? Are you a mess? But you are clean. Through the Word. Oh, sister. Give her one for me, too. No, not her. She didn't want to reach over and feel sorry for you that I was picking on you. They pick on me.
Hallelujah.
They pick on me.
Hallelujah.
I'm looking right at you, Sister Virgin. Now you ain't no dummy. When I picked on her, you reached over and grabbed her and gave her a big old hug.
Yeah.
Are you a respectful person? Oh. Well, you got stiff legs or something?
God bless you.
You know, we've been fighting this battle a long time.
And we're going to win.
And we're going to win.
We're going to win. That's
you better
it.
Watch it now.
We're going to win. Hallelujah. Glory.
I went to the drawing because I could use the money. It was $600. And you had to be present to win. So the store was packed. Well, let me see here. Friend of folk. Oh, so y'all getting smart, huh?
Hallelujah.
Hello?
Brother Doug.
Yeah.
The Lord has instilled in my heart to believe and to receive every word you say is true.
Hallelujah.
Word. Is true. I still receive you.
Where are you at?
I'm in Moline, Illinois, and I'm so very encouraged by the mail letters you sent me.
Yeah. Where'd you come from, boy?
I come from sin. I was born in sin. And shaping in iniquity.
Hold on a second. Where'd you come from?
Ohio.
Where?
Sydney, Ohio.
Moline, Illinois. Same area.
Moline, Illinois.
Get out of there.
I've been working on it.
No, you don't work on it. Just get up and go. You see, we just don't believe our God. He will make a way. You get up, move, and he'll make the way. I wonder why I get angry at him. Wonder why he... We ain't got time to keep playing around like that. I'm serious. And I don't need you folks to try to tell me I'm overbearing.
Amen.
Thank you.
Lord bless you.
If people keep telling us that Jesus, he didn't answer, so we don't know. But that's not true, because the truth is, he did answer.